Mitzvah's Tefillah, Simen Sadi Beis Sif Aleph. Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Hayetzarech LeNikvav. If a person has to move his bowels, Al Yisbal, he shouldn't damage Menestri. If a Mispalo, if he does, Tefillah's a Te'eva. Tefillah is a Te'eva, an abomination. Vetzarech Lachzer Ulispal. And he has to go and daven Menestri again. Vahanimili, when is this true? Shein Yochel Lamoit Atzmoy Shir Hiluch Parsa. That's Davka. If he cannot hold himself in the time it would take to walk a parsa. But if he's able to hold himself in there long, but as far as the l'chachila is concerned, he has to go ahead and go to the bathroom first and make sure that he does not require to move his bowels. The Ramah says, if someone needs to move his bowels, then even he's also even into rhetoricals, manche gufa meshukats minanakavim, as long as it's considered that gufa, his body, is meshukats from the kavim, from the need to move his bowels. We'll see the definition of all of this in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah explains if gotten aleph al yisbalu, b'chsiv hikon likras alakach yisrael, b'chsiv shmor aglecha kashen telecha beis alakim v'amachazal, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shemor Nikvecha B'Shoah, Sha'ata Oymeid B'Tfilo Lefonai. So guard your neck, of literally the orifices, the holes in the body, when you're coming to stand in Tfilo in front of me, meaning to say, referring to this idea that a person's guf has to be Nogi. Now we said that if he did, however, daven, so then he has to daven again. Yeshayimer says in Mishnah Berurah, some say the dafka the gedolim, the dafka he had to move his bowels of the ketanim, but if he just had to urinate, but the eved ain't tzarach lachzor l'sbalo, the bedievi does not have to daven again. V'yishchol come over, some argue on that. So now the amount of time that he has to be able to hold himself to hold himself in is a hiluch parsa. So Mishnah Berurah says that's dalad milim, which is a shear of an hour and a fifth. But if he's able to hold himself in a sheer parsa, so b'di'evad is yotza. What's a loymar? How do we measure this time? Me'eis haschalas atfilah le'koyach lishay shir zeh. So all it means is he should have been able to hold himself in that long. U'mashma afilu im'achakach techevach atfilah hoch v'asa tzrochav v'hoye b'soich hashir hazeh yotza b'di'evad. It doesn't make a difference if he went immediately afterwards to the bathroom, since he was able to hold himself in, so then he is yotza b'di'evad. That's only b'di'evit, but b'chachila. What's a leimar? Afil yachol lamir atzmon yois mi parsa. Even if he's able to hold himself in more than a parsa, kivin shu margish ba'atzmik tzas shetzorach l'nikva, since he feels a little bit that he does need the bathroom, so if so, he's not allowed to go ahead and daven before he goes ahead and he goes to the bathroom and makes sure he's able to make get a guf naki. Even if through this process, he's not going to be able to daven with the tzibah afterwards, it's best to daven afterwards, all alone, with a guf naki. That's better. But let's say he sees that by doing this he's going to miss man tefila. It's going to be mutter for him to daven if he's meshayer that he's able to hold himself in for an hour and a fifth. The Ramah told us that someone has to go to the bathroom is also a filu b'divitayrim. The koshkein b'krishma u'shar brachas koshkein krishma and other brachas. U'b'di'evet amashim b'divir pregadim t'ein tzarech lachzer v'likreis. They doesn't have to say krishma again. V'chein kosov ha'ramban b'mochamas, and so says the Ramban also. And what is this true? There's also b'divir terikos man she'gufa mishukitz. Says the Mishnah Berurah, afilu m'ena mis'ava kol kach she'yia b'y mishum bal t'shakso. So even if he hasn't reached that level, it would be considered bal t'shakso. Since he's not able to hold himself in until a parsa, so then again it's going to be us for him to go ahead and learn or daven l'chachilu. Uva parsa muta afilu b'krishma, and if he could hold himself in for a parsa, so then it would be mutter even for krishma. Parashat Tshuva Le'el B'Simen B'Simen Vav Sifkot Dal Machmer B'Zeh. He's machmer that no, that it's not good enough for Krishma L'Rachila, just the fact that you're able to hold yourself in for a parsa. Now let's say this person is teaching Torah B'Rabban, or Dairish, or he's giving a drasho, V'Emsa Nitzach L'Nikva. In the beginning he has to go, he has to move his bowels. Afilu G'daylem. So that means he has to move his bowels. Mutalei Lishchais Atzmai. So then he's allowed to delay. About the Shaksu Raki Suda Rabbanon. But the Shaksu, after all, is only Issa Rabbanon. The Kavod HaPrius Nitcha. Over here it's a question of Kavod HaPrius. It's embarrassing for him to go to the bathroom in the middle. So then it's Nitcha, and he's allowed to continue teaching the Torah and continue with Drasha.